First game of the year is in the books. It is Stonehill 3, Merrimack 2 in overtime. Scott Boras with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, well, Scott, this game had really had some twists and turns throughout the game, including you know, near the end of the game. You guys are up 2-1. Looked like you might win, ice the game with the empty netter, but ends up coming back the other way. They score, and then they get the game winner in overtime.
Yeah, they made plays at the end that we refused to make, which was just shoot the fucking puck in the net, you know, and got too fancy. And it came right back at us. They made a nice play to tie it. Obviously, they got back to home position. And it's just a disappointing play by us, you know. And then the overtime goal, it's, you know, we just got on the wrong side of the puck. And again, they made a nice play and rebound goal. Rebound goal. So, and we just didn't make the plays at the end of the game. It was really soft play by us. A lot during the night, but really bad at the end.
Spencer Markey, obviously the big story, started the game, and that it wasn't even on the roster yesterday. Couldn't, had to be pressed into service as an assistant equipment manager to play for you in net because of the situation with your all three goalies not able to go tonight. But it seemed like, you know, when he would make a save, when there would be, you know, and even in, you know, as disappointing as that final stretch was where they ended up, you know, you didn't score the empty netter and they ended up coming back to score. I lost track of how many guys were blocking shots and putting their body in front of pucks and even on that power play that Stonehill had as well. I don't know what the numbers were, the final number of blocks, but it seemed like you guys had a lot of guys who were throwing the body in front of them.
We did. We blocked a lot of shots, but we lost a lot of puck battles, which is why we had to block shots. And that's really what that came down to, even at the end. Both of the goals were them winning puck battles. And so it's really difficult to stomach, and really mainly because of Spencer. You win and lose hockey games, you know. That's one of my closest friends on the other bench. I'm happy for him. You know, Devin O'Brien scored, Brady Hunter scored. Happy for both of those guys. They were good guys and good for them. But the story tonight should be Spencer. And the fact that we didn't get the job done for him just makes me sick to my stomach.
He had guys that were behind him. I mean, you could see when he played in the first and third period there behind him, so many people behind him. Every time he made a save, touched the puck, whatever, they went crazy. It was really something to see.
Yeah, it was a great, it's almost like, you know, you think it's a great story, but it wasn't a story. He made it a game. Like, he played really well. So it's not a story. He went in the net. He played great. And he had a lot of people here supporting him, including the student body, which was really cool. Which is, you know, I mean, again, I said, losing sucks, and I hate to lose. But tonight, because of Spencer, it just feels a little bit worse. You know, he deserved the W tonight. He really did. You know, but we didn't get it for him.
Looking back the way the game developed first period, they actually, I thought, played a pretty good road period, especially in that first period. We were able to get the tie. You guys got the, you had the goal to go ahead. They got the late power play goal, however. So overall, special teams seemed like, you know, in fact, to a certain extent, you guys weren't able to get one, but they were able to get one on the special teams. How do you see that overall? Probably some things that you need to go back and do some work on this week.
Well, you know, the power play, ironically, we had a two-minute power play where we had the puck in the zone for a minute and 50 of it, the same guys were on the ice the whole time, which is great. It means you're controlling it. I wasn't unhappy with the power play. I thought we generated some really good chances. Give them credit. They blocked a ton of shots. Their goalie played well. But the bigger disappointment was that we took penalties to put them on the power play. And they were all penalties. Those refs are really good. And we took penalties, put them on the power play, and then we weren't very aggressive on the PK. Gave them a lot of space, and I thought that made their power play, number one, it made it look good. Number two, it was good. After they scored that first goal to tie it on the power play, I thought we did a great job getting in lanes and blocking pucks. But, we weren't aggressive enough to get clears. So I think we really probably overused some guys. That might certainly have resulted in the way the game ended.
One of the biggest plays Spencer was involved in the second period, 1-1 game. He ended up having to face a penalty shot. Seamus Powell had his stick broke. Come up ice, and, you know, tough break, obviously. And then, he's facing an odd man rush there. You take the man down. Colby Hunts takes him down, and then he ends up going on a penalty shot. So Spencer Markey had to face the penalty shot there. And Was that anything that you guys had even talked to him about? You know, if this happens, I mean, and how do you know that you're going to, you know, face a penalty shot in a game that doesn't come up too often?
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about it. I think in my years here, it's the first one we've had against us. I think we've had one ourselves, but I don't think we've had any against us. So it wasn't a conversation. And, hey, he just held his ground. The kid got to make a bunch of moves. And, you know, he probably got assisted a little bit at the ice at that time. Probably was just average. But Spencer just hung and stayed and stayed and stayed. And, you know, he won that battle.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you go to Minnesota State next weekend. So we won't see you then until after that when you come back for UNH. So best of luck out at Minnesota State.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much.